This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Hurry to Macy's Veterans Day sale and get 20 to 65% off furniture, mattresses, and rugs with our lowest prices of the season. Get the Maya 82-inch leather sofa, lowest price $789. Tribeca Queen Storage Bed, lowest price only $489. And a Macy Bed by Serta Basics, foam firm mattress, lowest price just $147. Get our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses, and rugs now through November 11th at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
The 99 Restaurant would like to thank active military and veterans for their service with a Veterans Day special. All active military and veterans will receive a free lunch from the 9 Real Size Entrees menu for $9.99 with purchase of another entree on Sunday, November 11th at all 99 restaurants.
If it's time to replace your roof, then it's time to take advantage of the Winter Works program at East Coast Metal Roofing. The team at East Coast Metal Roofing is giving you 10% off a brand new metal roof. This is the last roof that you will ever have to put on your home. You won't have to worry about it or bother with it again. You get a lifetime warranty from Paul and his team at East Coast Metal Roofing, and you save 10% off their Permalock aluminum shingles, which don't rust or rot and can be installed on any style home, and they will help the snow slide off this winter. Another thing I know you don't want to think about, but unfortunately, the snow is coming, and you don't want to deal with the dreaded ice jams. So if you live in Massachusetts or New Hampshire or Rhode Island or Connecticut or some parts of Maine, then reach out to East Coast Metal Roofing. They're an Energy Star partner, and their aluminum shingles reflect radiant heat. So you're going to do better when it comes to your energy bills as well. Just go to their website. It's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com, or call 844-611-ECMR. I feel your pain. I know it's a big job and you put it off as long as you can, but East Coast Metal Roofing is your lifetime roofing solution, and they were for me as well.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
I've never worn underwear in my life.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. Republic Tax Relief is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-906-7622. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-906-7622. 800-906-7622. 800-906-7622.
Now, waiting to hear back from the Election Commission exactly how many write-ins there were yesterday for the Czar of Sauce. This is the Wednesday Hill Man Morning Show.
Let this party begin.
I'll fire up the cheese fountain.
We'll be right back.
write-ins were in New Hampshire. I noticed that a candidate by the name of Greg Hill won election to the House, I believe, in New Hampshire.
Love it.
Oh, is that what you're doing now?
Congratulations to Greg Hill in the Granite State. We should try to get the guy on the show. We're in the middle of Ask an Attorney, and I sometimes think that every question that could be asked of Larry the Lawyer has been asked, but not based on this text message. This is a 617 text message for Larry Army Jr., our Ask an Attorney, and it reads, "I have been separated from my wife for 3 months. Last week, she withdrew $11,000 from my account for a boob job.
I'm sorry. Ooh. I couldn't resist.
Oh, my goodness.
And had surgery without informing me. What can I do about this?"
Did he say they were separated or if there was a divorce pending?
Yeah, they're separated. They're not. It's not one boob. It's two of them. Oh, you mean there? Oh, you're talking about there. Oh, you're talking about there. Yes.
That's not where I was going.
They are separated by a perfectly symmetrical space.
Well, they are now. That's for sure.
When they weren't prior to that. No, he said they're separated.
So if you're separated and not divorced, it's a different answer than if you're divorced.
Yeah.
If you're divorced or you're getting a divorce, excuse me, and a divorce is pending, there's an automatic restraining order which would prevent the dissipation of assets. I think that would fall within that. If you are separated, she just gave you the ultimate F you. Because you just paid for somebody else's toys.
Yeah. So he has
That's what we call TNC, try and collect.
So pretty much.
He has no recourse on that?
If it's a joint account, if she stole money from his account, then he can go to the bank and they're going to have to put it back in if there was a forgery. But if it's a joint account...
It's gone. $11,000. Yeah. I hope they look
well,
great.
Well, they're not gone.
For $11,000, I hope they look great.
And you don't told even her to get to touch them.
Should have gone to Columbia. She could have gotten them done for about $2,000. Maybe he should have brought her there, and they wouldn't be getting a divorce, right?
Yeah. Let's see. Here's a text that says, "If someone broke into my home and they are caught on camera, can they say it's entrapment if there is no camera sign outside?"
No.
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 Okay.
No. 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 People don't have the right to trespass and then claim that you illegally tape them in the interior of your home.
Here's Brian on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. What's going on, Brian?
Good morning, guys. Larry, you already asked this question a little earlier but didn't really answer the question. I'm the breadwinner in a relationship. My wife's a stay-at-home mom. We have the joint checking account, but sometimes I work on the side so I get cash. She says that when I don't put that money in the bank for her to have access to spending, that I'm withholding money from her and that I'm holding it over her head. She goes to group therapy, and her therapist has told her that that is actually a form of domestic violence, holding money over her head.
Wow.
Why?
But all the regular money is in the account from your regular pay, right?
Yes.
This is just side job stuff.
Maybe she should go get a job.
Well, how about this? Maybe you should call my office because this marriage is doomed.
It's doomed? Is the marriage doomed?
The marriage
do you think?
Is doomed.
I mean,
he knows that, though, right? I mean, that's why you're calling after she called.
What do you think, Brian?
Well, like I said, I want a clarification because you didn't actually answer earlier because, like I said, it's not that I'm withholding money from her. She's not all of it makes it into the bank.
All right, well,
she said that it's actually domestic violence for me to be withholding money from her and withholding it over her head, the fact that I make money and she doesn't.
Listen, honestly, buddy, you need to get out of this relationship because she does not sound like she's dealing with a full deck. Your money is your money. You're married, so at the end of the day, if you get a divorce, it's going to be marital assets. But there's no law. There's no law at all. And there's certainly no domestic relations law that says if you don't give your wife half of your cash, you go to jail. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. Once you put it in the joint account, which is the question that I was asked, I wasn't asked about what do I do with my cash, then the money is half hers, half yours. You guys are entitled to the whole. She could take all of it. You could take all of it. It doesn't matter. The ownership is joint.
But the cash that's not going in, and that's not domestic abuse to withhold cash from
that. Oh, my God, no.
No, okay, all right.
Oh.
This is Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's going on, Jesse?
None. I was high attorney army. I was actually calling because I was seeing. Did you purchase recently in the process of purchasing a house? Because I'm doing We're a full service surveying and engineering company, and your name came across, and we wanted to do that for free for you if that is the case.
Oh,
well,
wow.
This turned. This went from creepy to cool. If it's free, it's for me.
Absolutely. And I also wanted to ask, did anything ever happen with that HVAC kid? If any lawsuits came across for that.
I don't know if the HVAC, if he did all the work for free for everybody
who
called him or not.
Yeah, if he did all the work for free, he was kind of faded away.
He was not doing anything.
I still have his number if you guys
want
it. Oh,
you do? Yeah, you do.
Anybody wants some free HVAC work?
Listen, are you buying a new house?
I am, actually.
Oh,
I am.
My Lord.
I don't know how anybody knows this.
I guess ask an attorney.
Way to work, kid.
It's been pretty good to you over there.
You know,
the Larry Army Show.
Well, it's not the Larry Army Show. I mean, I know people might say that.
Let's see. The girl I'm dating, the father of the kid of the girl that I'm dating, this is a 508 text, has father. Never, the I father... The father of the kid of the girl that I'm dating has never paid child support, and the child is now 9. And this guy is having a baby with a new girl.
Okay.
Can the girlfriend go after him for back child support?
So, newsflash, child born out of wedlock in Massachusetts, once you file and you get paternity established, child support goes retroactive to the date of birth.
The date of birth.
Birth.
Yeah. Okay.
28% too. You got some dough coming back.
And not only that, if you have a smart and intelligent lawyer that does this stuff, they're also going to try to get the 12% interest on that.
Okay.
You're going to probably get your attorney's
name. 9 years?
9 years.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, imagine
someone...
that.
Here's a 978 text for Ask an Attorney. Someone stole my friend's truck while it was parked outside the coffee place, and it was running. His insurance is telling him that they won't cover it because the keys were in it. Is this legal?
Yeah, it's probably in the policy. I've seen this before. You cannot leave your truck running and leave it unattended. Expect to get your money back from the insurance company.
No.
Well, besides the fact that it's in Massachusetts, it's illegal to leave a vehicle running.
That is correct.
Yes.
That
yes.
is correct. Now, having said that, you know, I mean, look, you should get a lawyer. You should write a letter. You're going to get something if you do that because they don't want to fight it. But they have the right to not pay you.
This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
All right. So I was out on FMLA, and I used all my time, all my sick, all my vacation, everything. Came back to work, and I had no more sick time. People donated hours, sick time throughout the corporation. And now I need to use the sick time to still take care of my loved one. And they're saying, you can't use it intermittently. You got to use it all at once. And when you do use it all, that you will not be having health insurance. You got to pay out of pocket. Is that incorrect?
So, I mean, basically what you're saying is that somebody else is sick and you're using sick time to go and take care of that person? Is that?
FMLA. And they're saying, yeah,
well, you use your FMLA, right?
That's I use FMLA and all my sick
family
time.
Medical leave act.
Yeah.
And now they're saying people donated sick hours. They're like, you can use a sick time, but you have to use it all at once. But then we're going to take your health insurance away.
I'd have to look at your contract, your employee handbook. I mean, what strikes me is that your employees, the friends in the company, are donating their time for sick time. I think it's great that your company's even letting you use sick time when you're not sick. So, I mean, there's that. I don't know what they can do in terms of, it doesn't sound like they should be able to make you use it all at once. But again, that's something we got to look for the particulars of your contract or your employee handbook.
Why don't you do what LB does and just bang in?
Bang in.
Yeah, not even call.
What are you talking about? I didn't use my sick time.
What are you talking about?
Here's a text that says, I feel like there's a story about LB leaving his truck running, and that's why he knew that. Well, yes, he was one time in trouble for that. I remember that.
Yeah, Wakefield.
Yeah, in Wakefield.
I stopped to get a Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Left my truck running
On Main Street, came out, and the tow truck had it already hooked up.
Wow.
Cop was right there. They cuffed me.
Did they really?
What? They cuffed you?
Was that for the warrants, or was that for leaving you?
Because I don't know if I was a little aggressive.
You don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
is that one of those blackout moments?
What really bothered me, and the tow truck guys know it because I'm sure they go through this torture all day, every day. He didn't have my truck hooked up yet. He was just pulling up. And so the ticket was on my car. The cop was there. I'm like, guys, come on, man. I messed up. And they just stood and looked at me, and the tow truck guy hooked my truck up and took it. And then, you know, it's $200 later. I got to take a cab to the tow place.
Most police officers are very good people.
Yes. No. Don't get me wrong.
But when you yell and scream.
I wasn't yelling.
You were aggressive. I guarantee you, you were angry, aggressive, Lindy. Guarantee.
I was in the grill. I was in the grill of the tow truck guy when the very awesome Wakefield police guy came by.
I was the victim. They yanked it.
I suggested
that we do a story during the sports, and I was a victim of an aggressive attack in my direction.
I was afraid for you.
Were you afraid for me? You know, you heard that whole
going
thing.
Going against his fellow NHLers. Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
You're on Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Larry, it's your friend Joe Shea here. I just wanted to call after the engineering phone call and let you know I still have to charge you for the homeowner's insurance.
Oh. I'm going to find somebody out there that'll do it for free.
What do you got? All your friends and neighbors calling in now?
You know it is the Larry Army Show. You heard that 100 times last night, didn't you?
God. The king.
Network insurance. There you go.
Here's a 774 text. I work for a horrific boss. She has been reported to the state multiple times. However, she always seems to get away with everything. If the whistle is blown on her yet again, and she finds out who blew it yet again, and then fires the whistleblower for a, quote, different reason, unquote, do I have any recourse?
You most likely do have recourse. This is something you should probably talk to an attorney before you do this to make sure exactly how this is going to play out. You know, and that's a good point, Greg. A lot of people call a lawyer after the fact to get them out of the hole. My advice to everybody out there is call the lawyers before you get in the hole. We'll help you work around them.
Give you advice going into a situation.
I have more people that call me for pre-divorce planning so that they know what they're doing and they get it ready for the next 6 months before they file. Those are the smart ones.
Yeah.
Lawyers are here to help you avoid trouble, not necessarily to get you out of the trouble. And it's a lot cheaper that way.
And you can prevent an errant boob job from occurring while you're not monitoring your bank account.
Well, we'll have to check those to make sure it was right. They may be perfect.
This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
What's up, kid?
What's up, buddy?
You're on Ask an Attorney.
Larry, this is my question. I recently signed some paperwork to allow my son's stepfather to adopt him.
Okay.
In order to convince me to do so, I thought I was doing the right thing for my son. My son's mother told me that this is what he wanted. Come to find out, it's not what he actually wanted, it's what she wanted, so she could move him to Maine. Because my understanding was is without my consent, she couldn't move him out of state as long as he was still legally my son. He's no longer legally my son, and she moved him away. Part of the agreement is he's able to visit with me, but I would never have agreed to it if I knew she was going to move him away and move him 6 hours away from me.
How old is
he? So do I have any recourse?
How old is your son, David?
He's nine. He'll be nine this month.
So, David, a couple things. First of all, if she wanted to move the kid to Maine, she actually could without your consent. She'd have to file a removal petition in the probate and family court. So it's not that she couldn't. She might still be able to do that. By you signing the rights away, you certainly did give her the ability to do that in a much quicker manner. You also terminated your responsibilities for child support and college and all those other things as well. And the fact that you got visitation is kind of unique because typically when you do that, you don't get those types of things. The fact that she used foolery to get you to sign, I don't think a court's going to look at that and say, oops, sorry. If your kid's nine, he's certainly old enough, or if she's certainly old enough to have a conversation with them before you did this. And I think that's what a judge is going to say. So it's not as bad as you think because in all likelihood, she was going to get out of here anyways.
Here's a text asking if this person can get divorce advice before their wedding. You were talking about that, pre-planning. Can they get it before the wedding actually
happens? Yes, you can. You know what they say, Greg, when diamonds are forever, you know, you get married. When diamonds aren't forever, you call me. So, yeah, come on over. And first thing I will tell you is to get a prenup.
I was going to say, do you advise everybody to get a prenup?
Well, not everybody. I mean, you know, if I was to marry somebody that was very wealthy, I wouldn't want one.
Yeah.
You know,
why do people get so butthurt, though?
About prenups?
Yeah, because it's like you'd want to protect your assets. Why are you faulting the other person for wanting to protect theirs? It always goes down the crapper if the relationship ends. I have yet to ever see anyone successfully be like, oh, we're just going to go with an arbitrator out of court. So everything's fine. We're great. Everybody wants to kill each other after
I mean, what do you think about arbitrators, people who do that?
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Danielle's right.
I've never seen that work with anyone that I know.
It doesn't work. You know, everybody's going to be sending me hate mail today because it's a whole collaborative law movement that's going on. But it really doesn't work. I mean, if you have a couple that's been married for 6 weeks without kids, with a rental apartment and without a dog, then it'll work because there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
But especially in the divorce world, there's so many issues that are complex. It's just not possible without somebody advocating for you.
Do you still suggest a prenup even if you have nothing?
No.
Okay. No. So okay. Don't even start. Say you start out with nothing.
No, but I'll tell you one interesting thing. In 22 years of doing the law, I think I've done maybe 3 divorces where there was a prenup. So and I've done thousands of cases. So if you look at it that way, either people aren't getting prenups or the people with prenups aren't getting divorced. You know, and I think to Danielle's point, prenup shouldn't be a bad word. If everybody's in love, everybody's happy, 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 then what's the big deal?
Right.
Here's a text. Our company requires us to wear uniforms with their logo on them, and they only pay for a portion of it. Are they required to pay for all of it?
No. You aren't required to take the job.
I get a kick out of people.
You do, LB? Why?
Because almost all jobs make you buy your uniform.
Make you buy your spandex.
Well, I mean, not for nothing. At the top.
Mandex or whatever.
At the highest level.
It's a girdle, Greg.
If I'm not mistaken, police officers have to pay for their uniforms, their boots.
I think they do. Well, I should know that, being that I'm an honorary member of the Massachusetts Police Association and the Massachusetts Professional Firefighters.
Did you have to buy that helmet?
I didn't have to buy the white helmet.
Oh,
I didn't have to pay for that.
You can write that off, though, right?
But
you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah, they can write that off on their taxes.
So if the house I'm trying to buy, that goes up in flames, you're going to show up with that white hat?
I'll be there.
You're going to start pointing around?
Depends on how many alarms it is and what's on Netflix. So they can tell you that you have to pay for your uniform, correct? They can do that. That is,
I'm not mistaken, Larry, a lot of companies have a yearly allowance. They kind of throw you a bone.
Yeah, and a lot of companies will buy a whole bunch in bulk and sell them to you cheaper than you can get it somewhere else. Yeah. But I mean, look, again, it's a cost of doing business. It's a tax deduction if you're paying for equipment or for police, for example.
It's
for
a job, dude.
All that stuff gets taxed, tax deducted, so you do get another benefit there.
LB, Texter wants to know if NHL players have to buy their uniforms.
We do
Patriots
not.
Players.
We do not. And you know what's even better? If you're an NHL player and you're really good, companies endorse you and just give you filthy amounts of money and crap. And that was the best part about playing for the Bruins, you know, because, you know, I wasn't.
Oh, God. We didn't want to.
No. I was just going to say, you know, it comes, you know, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, you get, you know, Nike and all the companies, throw you a bag of gear and then you re-gift it.
Here's a text from somebody who works in a restaurant, and they were told that the health department regulates the length of their hair. They're a guy, and they don't want to cut their hair, but the boss is telling them to cut their hair. What's the story on that?
Back up again. The health department.
Well, that's what the
so sexist.
Somebody came to them and said, the boss said, you got to cut your hair.
They must be in the food industry.
Yes, restaurant. They work in a restaurant. That's what I said.
All right, I missed that part.
Late night for you last night. How late did you stay at the Charlie Baker?
It was a long night.
People are saying
you're a little
off.
It was a long night.
It was a long drive home.
As
soon as the speech was over, I was like the wind. I was gone out of there. As soon as I wasn't allowed up on the stage, I was gone. Okay, so can the boss tell somebody they have to cut their hair in general?
No.
No? The boss can't do that?
No.
Okay. Why? Because that's your personal body or something like that?
I mean, look, they don't have to hire you.
Yeah.
Certainly. And look, in the food industry, hair is an issue. But my recollection is they can wear a hat or a hairpiece or something to that effect versus
tied
getting
back
a haircut.
Or a hairnet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an alternative to a haircut.
978 text from a woman. Speaking of that, I recently got a job at a national chain that I won't name, and they told me that I have to wear a very revealing uniform. I am uncomfortable wearing it. Should I get an attorney?
No, you should get a new job. Okay. Is she working at Hooters, maybe?
Did you not know going in that the uniform was this?
Right.
Is there a possibility you didn't know that this was the uniform?
Well,
I find that hard to believe.
I believe that the Supreme Court has ruled, as an interesting aside, that at places like the Tilted Kilt.
Yeah.
I believe it was the Tilted Kilt that was the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can hire based on looks.
No,
you don't.
I'm kidding. It was a joke. I'm just trying to butter you up.
No, but you know, if there's a uniform that exists at a place, Hooters, Tilted Kilt, Fuzzy Grape, you have to wear that uniform, correct?
I think the Fuzzy Grape, they prefer you don't wear
it. I don't know if that place
is that even still around?
No.
OB would know. No, it's not. It's gone. It's gone.
So if you're going to work at Hooters, you have to understand that that's what they want you to wear when you're taking the job. Is that correct, Larry?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Short little orange shorts and a big pair of owl eyes.
Okay. All right.
This is going downhill fast.
So
I don't know what happens when I get in here, but I forget I'm a lawyer.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I know. So do we.
I'm having fun today. What happens when I don't sleep, Greg?
Let's see. I live in an apartment building where a guy who also lives there can't be around kids.
Ah.
Sex offender, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Level one.
I recently got pregnant, and now my landlord is telling me to get out of the apartment because I can't have kids in the apartment.
Because that guy's a sex offender. That's rich.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, Mr. Landlord. Okay. You definitely want to get a lawyer. He cannot evict you for having a baby because there's a sex offender in the complex.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. And even if he has it in your lease, it's probably void as it relates to public policy and probably non-enforceable. So, yeah, he's out of luck.
As we all have learned, Facebook is the most important thing in the universe to many of us.
Yes.
And here's a 774 text for Ask an Attorney. My company's HR department has asked everyone for their Facebook account passwords. If we do not comply in 30 days, we are told we will be replaced. Is that legal?
No.
No.
We're going to go with a no on this one.
Okay. So they can't.
I have
that.
absolutely no legal basis for this.
Yeah.
Other than it just does not seem right to me.
So that's their private Facebook account.
Yeah. I mean, they there's a right to privacy to that.
Give up. They should not have to be giving up their password to that.
No. I mean, let me say this. I mean, companies have an absolute right to monitor your social media and see what you're saying about
people
them.
People get butthurt about that. If they say something bad on their Facebook about the company and then they get fired.
Well, that's tough. You know, I don't have an issue with that, but I have an issue with a company saying, hey, we want your private password to go in and, I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't even make sense. They don't.
Well, maybe they want
anything
to like be able to delete comments or something that are made about work.
Well, that's illegal.
That's true, because I think that was the case. That may have been the case here. So I think that's a new policy where it's like if they put out something that may compromise something about the company or anything, they'll be able to go in there and delete that.
Mm-hmm.
There are several states here in the U.S. of A. that make it illegal for employers to ask for your social media passwords as a contingency of employment or anything else. Massachusetts currently has legislation pending on that.
Okay. All right.
Well, there you have it. I learned something every single week on this show, Greg.
Well, we're glad you're here, and thanks for being here today. That is Larry, the lawyer. Hold on, Ian, with a quick comment. Ian, yes.
Hi, yes. I just want to let you guys know, the reason why restaurants like Tilted Kilt and other similar themed restaurants are able to dictate appearance, uniforms, is there's actually a way that they do their employee processes. They do it like a casting a role. They treat their employees like actors, and because that, they're able to pick and choose based on appearance and allow them to, or rather, allows them to require their employees to wear those uniforms.
great, now I have to have a roll with butter at the Tilted Kilt.
There's that word again, butter, butter, butter.
Yeah, no, it's like casting. Yes, they can say you're not attractive enough to work here.
And have they said that?
There
not
was
in
a Supreme,
those words,
there,
but...
there was a Supreme Court case. In the case of radio, clearly,
yeah.
We don't care what you look like.
No. Right. That's true. I mean,
take a look,
TV.
Take a look at us. All right. Larry, thank you.
I appreciate it. And I hope that dinner gives you a stomach ache.
listen, very generous of you.
You bought way more than I bought, buddy.
Very generous of you picking up dinner for everybody last night. Very nice.
Good people.
And if you want to reach out to Larry, it's armyandroach.com. Right?
Armyandroach.com.
Okay.
In closing.
Yes.
You know, we did have a really interesting question at dinner last night.
What was that?
From one of your sponsors. So I won't mention the name.
Okay.
But I think that one of the people at that table divorced.
Yes.
And then remarried his ex-wife.
Same person?
Yes.
Same person.
I think that was a joke question. I think you're going to get yourself in big trouble here.
I might.
You better. That for day.
That's please. Why there's no
what
name.
What is wrong with you? All right. We are. We'll be right back.
Netflix customers concerned about
adding commercials.
The WAAF Workday Blitz. It's a long block of commercial-free rock.
Ads popping up during your binge session.
Binge on the only station that really rocks. Weekdays starting at 10 a.m., you'll get over an hour of nonstop rock with no commercials. Thanks to Midstate Auto Group in Auburn. The WAAF Workday Blitz.
The proficiency, the execution, Dream Theater, the Distance Over Time Tour. April 8th, Orpheum Theater. Celebrating 20 years of Scenes from a Memory. And songs from the new album, Distance Over Time, available February 22nd. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. online at livenation.com.
Have an M Life Rewards card with MGM? It could be your key to a brand new Mercedes-Benz. Come to MGM Springfield during November and you could drive away in style during the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Every day is a chance to win the wheels or thousands of dollars in free play. Grand prize drawing is at 10 p.m. on December 1st. Choose your ride at MGM Springfield. Must be 21 years or older. MGM Resorts offers GameSense to encourage responsible play. Visit GameSenseMA.com. For gambling concerns, call the 24-hour problem gambling helpline at 1-800-426-1234.
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get four lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto-pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$40 per line for four lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
What should we do for corporate gifts this year?
Mm.
Poinsettias?
Nah. How about Green Mountain Chocolate? This is so good.
They do large orders?
Oh, yeah. They'll wrap it in boxes, baskets, do all the work, including shipping, if you wish.
Well, that's easy.
Mmm, their chocolates are so good and fresh. They make them daily in Hopedale, Massachusetts. It's become a special New England tradition.
They ship direct, right?
Mmm.
So you won't eat it all?
For the most delicious corporate gifts, go to greenmountainchocolate.com. Your clients will love it. That's greenmountainchocolate.com. Locations in Hopedale and Franklin.
Hey, it's Greg Hill. The mission of the Greg Hill Foundation is to help those around us in need. The foundation responds to immediate requests for assistance to improve the lives of local families touched by tragedy. The foundation would not be able to help as many people as we do without the assistance of great companies like Echo Store Technologies. The foundation relies on the generosity of WAAF listeners and the partnership with Echo Store to help families touched by tragedy. Echo Store Technologies has been a proud supporter of the Greg Hill Foundation since hence our formation.
Autumn, the best time of year. The colors, the sounds. The new harvest chicken salad from Wendy's. Apples, bacon, freshly grilled chicken cuddled under apple cider vinaigrette. And now get exclusive offers when you use the Wendy's app. Offer valid at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Right now, all fries at Wendy's are just $1. That's a huge deal on any size of sea salted goodness. But a deal this good won't last long. So get your dollar fries at Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. A la carte only excludes top fries. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Have you been considering furthering your education? Don't let another day go by wondering what might have been. Make the decision now that could change your future. Take the first step and attend Porter & Chester Institute's open house on Saturday, November 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. Come learn about the hands-on career training programs in the fields of automotive, computers, skilled trades, and healthcare. The Porter & Chester Open House on November 10th is your opportunity to tour the classrooms and labs and learn about financial aid and career services. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Not all programs available at all locations. For federally mandated program information, visit porterchester.com/disclosure. If you want to start on a new career path, Porter & Chester is here to help. Explore all of your options and ask questions at Porter & Chester's open house on Saturday, November 10th. Walk-ins are welcome. Porter & Chester Institute, career training for today's jobs.
I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite time of year.
Me too, Pop. It's been a while since the whole family got together.
And just look how much they've all grown.
It's so cool to see so much of you in them.
Well, I hope that's a good thing.
Bring your family closer together with 23andMe. Now through Thanksgiving, 23andMe Ancestry Service Kits are only $49 when you buy two or more. Offer ends November 22nd. Go to 23andMe.com/family today.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. Republic Tax Relief is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-906-7622. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-906-7622. 800-906-7622. 800-906-7622.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The MyPillow mattress topper is perfect if your mattress is uncomfortable and you're waking up after falling asleep and not feeling like you slept well. It's the worst. I mean, if you're going to put the time in bed and then you're going to wake up and feel like you didn't get any sleep, you got to check out the MyPillow mattress topper. The cover zips off. It's completely machine washable and dryable. And it's made of phase change material that will keep your body temperature regulated all night long. If your mattress is uncomfortable, you don't have to spend money on a new one. The MyPillow mattress topper will give you the most restful, deep healing, comfortable sleep of your life. And because you listen to this show, you can take 30% off and get two free standard MyPillows at checkout when you use the promo code WAAF. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WAAF or call 800-928-4087. That's 800-928-4087 to get the new MyPillow mattress topper for 30% off and two free standard MyPillows at purchase.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
It doesn't go unnoticed that many of you appreciate me on a daily basis.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have a team of experts working together on your behalf? One person for this, another for that, and they're all collaborating to make your life easier. Well, that's what it's like to be a patient at Reliant Medical Group. Your healthcare team includes primary care doctors, advanced practitioners, specialists, and others. They all get to know you, and they work together to make sure you receive the care you need. And that is pretty sweet. Visit us at ReliantMedicalGroup.org.
Hey, Massachusetts, this is your governor, Charlie Baker.
You're not the typical politician, so I don't worry about you, but I just need to get these kind of things on audio so I can play them back to your people.
Is that Charlie?
WTF. And now, back to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
Teresa on the Hillman Morning Show and on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Teresa?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you? How are you?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I kind of miss Larry. However, the person that called in regards to wondering if he had to cut his hair.
Yes, at the restaurant.
I know
yes.
At my job, my employers actually updated our handbook. Because we went through a spell where employees were coming in with, like, nails that looked like Wolverine, like seven different hair colors. So they actually updated our handbook and said, you can't have these certain things. Huh. And our lawyer said that's fine, long as it's in the handbook and all employees know.
Yeah.
Wolverine.
I mean, I think the thing LB was getting frustrated with was if you take a job and you know kind of what is expected of you, and then you get upset about it afterwards. You really can't necessarily do
no,
that.
No, I totally agree with that. And in that other case, I think you're going to know if you got to wear a sexy outfit. There's no way that she didn't know. You guys have a good day.
You yes, too. All right, you too. You. Yeah, I think you know, not for nothing. I think it's fine that a boss can say, "Hey, wear a hairnet. You have long hair. You're you know, working at a job." I mean, why wouldn't you? You're getting paid. You're going to make a bunch of money. Put your hair in a ponytail so it's not in the food.
Yeah.
It's pretty. I mean, it always surprises me when I go to, you know, having worked in the food service industry, when I go to places where people will be wearing their hair fully down, like chipping nail polish and stuff. And I'm like, hello?
Yeah.
You know you can't do that.
Yeah.
Get it together, people. My God.
I have tickets to give away.
What?
For Lewis Black.
I love Lewis Black.
At the Box Center Schubert Theater on Friday, November 9th. And if you're the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223, then you will be the winner. So Lewis Black at the Box Center Schubert Theater Friday, November 9th. That is 2 days away. And if you're the seventh caller, then you will be a winner. Here's a text that says, LB is worried about the WAAF handbook and whether it says anything about black nail polish on the toenails.
Yes, on his toes. I got to get them done today.
Will do them for you? I don't believe it does.
I got to get the pedicure and then he does them.
I don't believe that it does. All right. So I have to say this about Mike Shue and I. We may be the only men over the age of 40, and actually, we may be the only men mm-hmm. who really enjoy watching Riverdale.
That's kind of creepy,
but it's fantastic television.
But it is good television.
Such a good show.
I got totally roped into it.
Yep. I believe I recommended it to you, or
yes.
was it? Yes.
Yes. And it's, absolutely. And I laughed at you. I said, what are you watching that kiddie show for?
It's really good television.
But it's not. It's very good.
It's fantastic television, Riverdale. And I'm excited to say that we are joined this morning by the legendary Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes.
Who
awesome.
He's on the Framingham Ford studio line, and he is going to be guesting on Riverdale. And Anthony, how are you?
Good morning, guys. All I heard was over 40. Did I miss anything?
Yeah. I was just saying it's one of those shows that if you tell one of your guy friends, one of your bros, hey, I'm watching Riverdale, it's great. They look at you, if they're not watching it, they look at you in a weird way, but it's fantastic television.
I love it. Yeah.
That's it, huh? Okay, I didn't know about that.
Now, were you watching
it? It was a lot of fun. I shot the episode a couple months ago, and, you know, it's interesting. It's much different than the cartoon we grew up watching, you know.
Like, oh, yeah.
People dying, kind of dark.
Yeah.
It's an interesting show and good group of people. I had a lot of fun.
Now, not that this is important, but very attractive cast as well, I will say.
Very, very, very good-looking cast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Including yourself. You're a beautiful man.
And posted on social, they were getting it all done.
Were you watching it before you got the role or got asked?
No, I had read about it. I was aware of it. I heard it was a big hit, and then I kind of caught up afterwards. But I wasn't a viewer.
Now, this episode that airs tonight, it's a flashback episode. Can you give us a little, without giving any spoilers out and enraging everybody, tell us?
No kidding. Yeah, well, basically, it's like a little nod to The Breakfast Club, and then it's called The Midnight Club, but then it kind of goes in a darker direction, so it's, they don't want me to give away any spoilers, but there's some craziness going on at the school.
Okay. How was it working with Molly Ringwald again?
She was great. No, she was cool. I mean, I actually didn't work with her on the show. I saw her something else recently, and we've, you know, stayed in touch over the years. But I think she shot her episodes last year, and, you know, it's a good group of people. They have a really good writing staff, and it's a very creative show, a good environment to work in. We shot up in Vancouver, which is where it shoots.
So,
it was a good time.
Is it Breakfast Club or is it 16 Candles that is mentioned to you most when you meet people, or is it something else?
You know what? All people love the old John Hughes films, and people mention all those to me. It's nice to be surprised by it, so I don't really put too much thought into it. But when people say things to me and you know they mention how they enjoyed the film, that's a real privilege. You know, it's nice.
I thought you were fantastic in 61. I don't know if I just really enjoyed that film. And was that Billy Crystal who produced that? I'm not the hugest fan of his, but
61. Yeah, that was HBO. Billy Crystal. Yeah, that was a great experience.
Oh.
He was a great guy to work for. You know, had a real sense of command as a director and a great guy. A lot of fun too.
Are you a baseball
really
fan? You a fan of?
I'm sorry.
Are you a baseball fan or what's your favorite sport?
Yeah. No. Definitely. Well, I grew up in New York, but I was born in Boston, so...
You were?
But it was great to see the Sox win this year. They did a great job. They were just way too much for the Dodgers. What did you guys think about the series?
Oh, are you kidding me? Man. I mean, all we do is win here. That's all we do, over and over again. It doesn't matter. Red Sox...
Cue the theme song, huh? No kidding.
So, wait, what... how long did you live in Boston? You were born here and then where?
Like, I was born there, yeah. I actually have an aunt and uncle that live in Framingham, probably very close to your station there.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Let's say hello to them.
That's right. That's Uncle Edgar and Aunt Louise Barrett.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done.
Barrett family.
And so, lived here till you were how old?
I actually moved away with my mother when I was a baby, but I go back to New England every year. I have a lot of family in the Boston area, the DeRozas. So a lot of family in Boston, down the Cape, and all over.
I'm so glad that they haven't suggested a remake of Breakfast Club like they have every other movie that is being remade. What do you think about reboots
You know what? People do ask me that. I'm open to it. I think there's a great unifying message to the Breakfast Club, which I think we could all benefit from right now, particularly how divided our country is politically and otherwise. And I think that's why it holds up. I think when people watch the film, they kind of plug in. They see themselves in one or two of the characters, or it triggers memories from high school or whatever. And I think it has a really positive message. And I think it could easily be remade, you know.
Yeah, and the music certainly was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The music was, I mean, that was a big thing with Hughes when he wrote scripts. I remember going to his house when I was a kid, and I'd go and visit he and his wife and his sons, and you know, he had a writing room. It was just filled with 12-inch records. It was like a record store. So he always wrote to music, and he wrote it, you know, obviously was very inspired by it. He kind of wove it into his films.
Anthony Michael Hall is our guest, and a texter says, "You're a great bad guy in Designated Survivor."
I wasn't on that show, but that's good. I should check that out.
See?
Oh, no.
I have never seen it. Who do you
Maybe
think?
Maybe it's a guy who looks like me. It's a common Irish mug.
Who do you think they're confusing you for?
Kiefer Sutherland?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know the guy's name. He was in a bunch of stuff. A couple people told me that we look a lot alike. I forget the guy's name. Terry something.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, as long as we're all working, it's good. Yeah.
Terry Serpico.
Who is it?
Terry Serpico. Yeah, I could see that resemblance.
Oh, Terry Serpico.
There you
I could see that.
That's
there
your
you
hey, yeah, that's your that's yeah. your doppelganger.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, all he's right. your doppelganger.
Oh, you should get points then.
you should get a check for that.
Wow, he can't act a lick like you though. Okay. Can't tie your shoes.
It's all good. Listen, we all deserve success in this life, right?
All right. Well, tonight, Riverdale, you get to see Anthony Michael Hall. The episode is called The Midnight Club, flashback episode, and you play Principal Featherhead. And then the rest we'll have to find out by watching tonight, correct?
Right on.
All right, man.
You're the Bears.
Go Sox. Go Sox.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, man. Go Sox.
All right. That is Anthony Michael Hall.
Kelly Ripa is going to be starring alongside her husband, Mark Consuelos, as Hiram's mistress.
What? In the show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you can make fun of me all you want.
It's a
great show.
I was a little resistant at first. I was like, I don't think I'm going to like that. And then I think I got roped into watching it, and I was like, I yes. can't stop watching this. It's amazing.
It's dark.
It is.
It's Wicked Doc.
That's what I love. It's Wicked Doc down there.
Yeah.
What's it on?
It was on the CW. But you can catch the previous seasons on Netflix. Okay. You don't have Netflix.
No, I do now. I know. I finally dialed it in. Will help me.
But LB, you'd like it. There's a bunch of smokes on the show.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Sure.
And it's based on the Archie comics.
Right.
Loosely based.
Yeah. Yeah. They take some liberties with the characters.
Yeah.
That's the best kind. Yeah.
Yes.
Liberty.
So Betty's still a slut?
I'm personally on Team Betty.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying, Betty was your everyday girl. Veronica was,
Betty is definitely the girl next door.
Yes, for sure.
Lily Reinhardt.
Well, the actress who plays Veronica.
Oh, yeah.
Is pure.
Yes.
Is pure smoke. Right. What's her name?
She's so smoldering, too.
She's smoldering, yes.
She is played by.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. Veronica's mom is pretty hot.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, for sure she is.
She's totally hot, though.
She was on a show called GCB, Good Christian Bitches, which was lasted like one season. It was with Christian Chenoweth. It was actually a really good show. But Camila Mendez is the name of the young woman who plays Veronica.
Veronica, yes. All right, this is Jeff. And Jeff, congratulations. You have won a pair of tickets to go see Lewis Black on Friday.
Now that's awesome.
Where are you from, Jeff?
Yes.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, you're kind of coming in and out. Where do you hail from, Jeff?
Littleton.
Littleton. All right. Awesome. Well, you got a couple tickets to go see Lewis Black, and that's at the Box Center Schubert Theater on Friday night. All right, Jeff?
Cool. Thank you. You're freaking hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. very good.
Oh, what? So good. The 774 texter, I have to give them credit for LB. It's on the CWZ.
Oh, yes, it's on the CWZ network. Yes, that's correct.
Let me write that down.
And the show is called Riverdale, for those who are asking. All right. Well, thanks to Larry the Lawyer for joining us this morning. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with Stowe 5-0 at about 7:30, and we'll go inside the warped female brain at about 7:50 on tomorrow's show. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which is downloadable at any time at WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com for hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four of the full show podcast. And speaking of actors and actresses, big controversy brewing because some actresses are very upset with Rainn Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Because she said that she was the first ever plus-sized star of a rom-com film.
Hmm. Might want to check out IMDb and some old photos of other actresses.
And some other plus size actresses are very upset because they say that they were there first. Mm-hmm. Like Monique.
Monique. A lot of people on Twitter pointed out that Queen Latifah, Monique, mm-hmm. Ricky Lake, women like that have Ricky all starred Lake. In rom-coms. Absolutely.
Do you want to be identified by others as being the biggest star of a rom-com film? Or how
hey,
does
if
that...
It, if it's what a, do you mean biggest? If it's a niche, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So people kind of got back to her on that. Monique even responded to Rebel Wilson about it. Rebel basically was trying to say, oh, well, I don't know if the studio categorized your movies as a rom... Oh, I should say, I don't know if the studio categorized your movies as a rom-com or no. Anyway, so she said there was a gray area, and then Monique responded and said, regardless of the gray area, let's all try to support each other. Best, okay. Monique.
All right, very good.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Very, very good. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening this morning. Coming up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock, completely commercial-free. So the WAAF Workday Blitz is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
WAAF wants to give you a big, wet, long, white, fluffy snow job. Hey, get your mind out of the gutter. It's a free 5-day lift and launch vacation to Killington in Vermont.
Keep listening for your chance to qualify for the trip. When you do, we'll give you tickets to the Boston.com Ski and Snowboard Expo, November 8th through 11th at the Seaport World Trade Center.
Get out of Dodge and head to the mountain.
Win a vacation to Killington, compliment to the Boston.com Ski and Snowboard Expo, and WAAF.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000, and 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sponsor Sprint Communications Company, LP.
Hey, it's Mike Hsu. Now, close your eyes. Imagine a thick, long, juicy explosion of flavor in your mouth. That's right. Now open your eyes and see the 20 kielbasa links waiting for you at Galemos Market in Worcester. For nearly 30 years, Galemos has been the place to go for the best meats. Cold cuts, hams, their renowned kielbasa. Every product is preservative and gluten-free. Get the real stuff, not that supermarket junk. Stop in at Galemos Market, 43 Milbury Street in Worcester. That's 43 Milbury Street in Worcester.
Football fanimals, your old pal Fitzy here. Hey, another season of New England football, another reason to check out my favorite online shop, ILoveBostonSports.com. How about their New England Puts In Work tee? That's the official shirt for all players and guys who do their job in the trenches. New apparel designs, decor, fan cave memorabilia, and so much more only at ILoveBostonSports.com. Visit them online at ILoveBostonSports.com or any of the three locations, South Shore Plaza, Braintree, Legacy Place, Dedham, and Boston at Faneuil Hall. Tell them Fitzy sent you.
Happiness is here and it sparkles. For a limited time, get our Lancôme Holiday Beauty Box worth $422 for only $65 at Macy's with any $35 Lancôme purchase. Enjoy 10 full-size beauty essentials for the perfect holiday glow. Plus, the new youth-activating Genifique Eye Cream and Serum. And our signature mascaras, all in a luxury travel case. Believe in the wonder of giving. Visit Lancôme at Macy's, the gift destination.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Dashing through the snow, to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree, and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday, like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, Hallmark ornaments are 20% off, and Hershey's Kisses are BOGO free. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
We're here at the 99 restaurants to find out what's new this season. Let's start in the kitchen. Hey, chef, what's cooking?
Our new short rib pot pie with braised short ribs, red wine sauce, and veggies with a flaky bacon cheddar crust.
Mmm, and our server Beth has a tasty-looking dish.
Fresh New England scallops, a local favorite right from George's Bank.
And more big news? Now you can order online. That's what's new at the Nines.
The 99 restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.